This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Today I'm joined by the editor-in-chief of Becker's Healthcare, Ayla Ellison. Ayla is a leader in the company. She's also the most read writer in the company and has a great eye for what health system executives and leaders are thinking about, looking at, talking about. Ayla, why don't I ask you to tee up a couple of the stories you're following most closely today and this week, and what listeners, what health system leaders are listening to, reading, et cetera. Tell us what you're following.
Thank you so much, Scott. So there are a few different stories that I wanted to talk about today. And the first one is just yesterday, it was announced that two New Jersey health systems, St. Peter's Healthcare System and RWJ Barnabas Health, decided to terminate their agreement, a definitive agreement to combine their health systems. This came just, you know, shortly after the Federal Trade Commission had filed a lawsuit in an attempt to halt or block the transaction. And I think although this this announcement that came from the New Jersey health system probably wasn't incredibly surprising at this point, that is something that happens pretty frequently once the FTC does, you know, file that type of lawsuit. I think it is a really interesting trend that we're watching, because the Federal Trade Commission has said that they're going to take a tougher stance on some of these hospital and health system deals, you know, trying to ensure that there are not anti-competitive agreements being entered into. And this is, you know, the deal in New Jersey was one of three that the FTC has already this year, you know, attempted to block or, you know, successfully done so. So I think it's just something we're going to continue to keep an eye on. And it's really interesting just to see what how this will affect mergers and acquisitions in healthcare moving forward, if there actually is a tougher stance taken by federal regulators.
Thank you very much. And I'll just add 2 cents into this, Ayla. I love you teeing up the story. And the thing about the FTC, where I think the stupidity is so rampant, is as follows. And I don't mean to be harsh, but St. Peter's is a health system that probably needs a partner. Yes, RWJ Barnabas is a strong system. And yes, this would make them stronger and give them a bigger position in New Jersey. But there's a handful of systems that are large in New Jersey. And what you end up in a situation here is health systems are under all kinds of pressure from an economic standpoint. In a place like St. Peter's, ultimately probably needs a partner, and leads them in a spot where now their options for partners dwindle significantly. So it strikes me as short-sighted by the FTC, even though I sort of get what they're after. We've got a situation where hospitals aren't taking advantage of the public. In fact, hospitals need help versus the opposite. It strikes me as sort of nearsighted. Stupid was the word I used, but nearsighted by the Federal Trade Commission to try and attack some of these mergers. Strikes me as very sort of broad brush and not well thought out. But Ayla, thank you for teeing up that story, and thank you for covering the story. I sympathize with those two systems, particularly St. Peter's. RWJ Barnabas will be fine, but with the St. Peter's system and in terms of where this leaves them in the long run. Thank you for bearing with me as I give my comments. Ayla, let you tee up the next story.
Yeah, thank you so much, Scott. And I just one more hook onto that. I think that's what we're hearing from many, you know, hospital leaders, is that the way that that some of these deals are being evaluated and the metrics that are being looked at, maybe they need to be adjusted. Because like you said, in this case and in some others, it's been argued that there really is a need for a partnership or a deal to be done to ensure that there is access to high quality healthcare in some of these areas. So, and the second story I want to talk about, it's several stories, but they've kind of all come down and been covered in recent weeks. One of them this week though, and it really is like looking. I know Scott, you and I have talked extensively about some of the financial challenges that hospitals are facing. A lot of those are tied to the COVID-19 pandemic, labor shortages, inflation, a number of factors. But another thing that we've been writing a lot about more recently for the Becker's Hospital Review website are some of these major investments hospitals and health systems across the country are making to ensure that their facilities are able to withstand different types of natural disasters, earthquakes, wildfires, more flooding. And so I think it's something where in California was announced years ago that hospitals would need to be updated, have seismic upgrades to ensure they were stable to withstand earthquakes. We had two of our riders on the team who did a really wonderful story about how wildfires are affecting hospitals in California. So in addition to earthquakes, the wildfires. And they talked to some of these executives about how they're handling it. And so not only making investments in their facilities, but when they are affected by these fires, you know, giving money to the employees to ensure that they have shelter, providing different types of financial assistance to employees. And then just this week in Montana, there was, record flood waters that affected a hospital campus there, forced it to shut down to divert all of the emergency room patients. Luckily, the hospital has been able to reopen now and it is open. But I think it's just something where we, there are major investments being made in these areas. And it's just one more thing that I think hospital leaders are having to look at in terms of ensuring that their facilities and their employees are safe whenever these types of natural disasters occur.
I mean, it really is a daunting situation the hospitals face. I mean, you couldn't ask for a more challenging several years between the economics of it all, reimbursement, inflation, COVID, and then natural disasters. I mean, what a challenging time for hospitals and health systems. Remarkable watch leadership play through these things and stay as stable as possible. But what a challenging situation. So many different issues afoot. And Ewa, thank you for shedding light on this one, just another one. But what a challenging situation. Ewa Ellison, great editor-in-chief of Becker's Healthcare. Can't thank you enough for joining us today on this short podcast. Gives the listeners what they need in a short period of time and give them back their day, give you back your day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.